Zone. Here is the news. Indonesia has an ambitious plan to be named the country of honor at the Cannes International Film Festival in 2028 to bring global attention to its film industry. Speaking at the 2025 JAV Market Press Conference in Jakarta on Wednesday, Deputy Minister of Culture Giring Ganesha said the benefits of the Countries of Honor title are tangible. This Country of Honor status will not only provide invaluable promotional highlights for Indonesian films, but also open up exclusive opportunities for project presentations, meetings with global producers, investors, and distributors, and promote new talents in the film industry. Legislator Amelia Anggreni stated that on Wednesday, the signing of a letter of intent between Indonesia and France on main defense equipment cooperation marks a significant step toward modernizing the national defense system. The letter of intent was signed during French President Emmanuel Macron's visit to Indonesia and his meeting with President Prabowo Subianto. The agreement covers the procurement of strategic main defense equipment such as Rafale fighter jets manufactured by Dassault Aviation and Scorpion submarines by Naval Group. That's the news.
Yeah. of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
ku tunggu bersamamu. Takkan ku petik hingga akhir masa hidupku.
Manis lembut bisikanmu. cinta hidupku. Berkilauan bintang malam, semilir angin pun sejuk, seakan hidup mendalam.
www.voynews.id listener, we hope that you are still listening to our program at www.voynews.id because our team has already prepared our interesting segments, listeners. So please keep on listening to our program. Well, you know, wise word is really important for us. Yeah, to give us spirit, listener, to make us having, such better progress. I mean, Because, you know, maybe when we are in uncertain condition, maybe, and when we are feeling weak, when we are still not having, you know, enthusiasm again anymore, sometimes by listening to and knowing about wise word, this can also give us spirit. This can also give us such, you know, give us courage, I mean, in order to do anymore, to do anything again, listeners. So that's why by knowing wise word, this can also give us such progress. So it has also something to do with quote of the day. And now our quote of the day is from Sultan Hasanuddin. He said, "It's better to die on the dirt instead of living like a corpse." This quote means it is much better to die instead of bearing a great shame. Sultan Hasanuddin was the 16th king of Goa in the 1600s. The Goa kingdom believed in a god that creates the earth and the ocean, that is shared for all human race and not exclusively to VOC or the colonizer. Sultan Hasanuddin was known for being firm, courageous, and never giving up. And for those qualities, the Dutch dubbed Sultan Hasanuddin as the Half van Diosen, or the Rooster of the East.
Wajahmu cerah membuatku tersenyum senang. Indah dunia, tentu saja kita pernah mengalami perbedaan. Kita lalui, tapi aku merasa jatuh terlalu dalam. yang kau katakan, kau akan selalu ada.
Kau akan selalu ada.
Oh, menjaga memeluk diriku dengan cinta.
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop, and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food, and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Paling indah ku bernama kita berdua. Di sini surga kita.
Bila kita mencintai yang lain, mungkinkah hati ini akan tegar? Sebisa mungkin tak akan pernah sayangku akan hilang.
Bila kita mencintai yang lain,
segala kelemahanku, dan bila nanti engkau di sampingku, jangan pernah letih untuk mencintaiku. Akhirnya ku menemukanmu. Hati ini mulai merapu. Ku berharap engkaulah jawaban segala risau hatiku, dan biarkan mencintaimu hingga
Every region in Indonesia has its traditional dances. Like in Belu, Timor, is Nusa Tenggara province. This district has abundant cultural wealth, especially in arts and customs. Among others, Likurai, which is one of the oldest dances performed by the majority of Belu society. Literally, the word Likurai comes from two syllables, Liku and Rai. Liku means mastering and Rai means earth. So, this dance means to rule the earth. There are, however, different views on the meaning of Likurai. According to a Belu customs and tradition figure, Ignatius Kalimau, Likurai in Tetum language is interpreted as Teberai. Following is his statement.
In Tetum, it is Likurai. In Bunak, it is Teberai. Teberai dance was held when Sun warriors went to a tribal war to take home the enemy's head.
Additionally, in Belu, the word Likurai consists of two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. Each has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and Rai means land or earth, as stated by Pius Fahik as a cultural figure from Belu.
Kata Likurai sebenarnya mempunyai dua suku kata.
The word Likurai has two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. Each has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and Rai means land or ground. So Likurai actually means to serve or refer to the earth.
Oleh karena itu, kata Likurai sebenarnya dia berarti melayani.
Likurai dance was once a war dance performed to greet or meet the heroes returning from the battlefield with the head of the enemy, beheaded as a proof of courage. Then the women or feto will welcome the heroes or MEU with this Likurai dance and accompanied by some men or mane who dance or haksoke carrying a sword. As explained by Pius Fahik.
Tarian Likurai ini sebenarnya pada zaman dulu dijadikan sebagai satu tarian
penjemputan. Likurai dance actually in the past was used to welcome the heroes and as a service. Basically, it is a dance that serves the land, for it is believed that the land is the source of light for humans. Therefore, Likurai was performed to serve the land as a tribute. In its development, Likurai dance was also used as a welcome dance for heroes returning from the battlefield. The warriors brought back some silver heads of the enemies from the battlefield as proof of their victory. So upon returning, the heroes were greeted with Likurai dance.
Dan setelah para pahlawan itu kembali, para pahlawan tersebut disambut dengan tarian Likurai tersebut.
Likurai dance is performed by a group of women while beating tihar or drums inserted in their armpits. The dance begins with the beating of the tihar by one of the dancers, followed by other dancers. When harmonious rhythm has been achieved, when they will start to move their bodies to the left and to the right, sometimes squatting in a specific formation. The male dancers will stomp with bells on their feet, holding up a sword. Then they begin reciting poems interspersed by war or victory shrieks. The beating of the tihar then is increasingly fast and hard, as well as the movements of the dancers. Sometimes the dancers will simultaneously stop moving, causing spontaneous silence. In general, this dance looks beautiful, energetic, and can to evoke chilling experience, especially if imagining the human heads, which said to be moved about between the legs of the dancer's feet. Likurai dance has its own uniqueness as disclosed by Pius, the Belu cultural figure, who said that both the dancer and the musician become one.
Tarian Likurai ini merupakan satu tarian khas yang mempunyai keunikan.
Likurai dance has a unique characteristic. In most other dances, the dancers are separated from the musicians. So while the musicians are playing the musical instruments, elsewhere, the dancers are on the stage or other preferred place. While Likurai is unique for the fact that a dancer at the same time also becomes a musician.
Similarly, it was also expressed by John Atiluan, an observer of culture. According to him, Likurai is unique.
Likurai itu alat musik yang unik.
Kalau Likurai musical instrument is unique. If in Belu, Likurai is struck by a woman while dancing. Well, this is a really unique.
Meanwhile, according to the head of the Department of Culture and Tourism, Dominic Mali, both the dancer and musician can be just one person or solo performer.
Kekhasan tarian Likurai itu dengan
the unique characteristic of Likurai dance compared to other dances is that a Likurai musician and dancer can perform a solo. In most dances, the music is played by others, dances by others. Likurai music and dance is simultaneously performed by a solo dancer, and it means two artistic activities carried out by one person.
Likurai remains the conqueror of war until now. Likurai, when performed in religious ceremony, shows that the faithful should become a hero who defeats evil. Likurai, when danced to welcome government officials, community leaders, or important visitors, show that the guests deserve respect and inspire the guest to become a hero who is ready to defend and work for the progress of the independent Belu people. While Likurai performed in a Thanksgiving event or a celebration shows that we should be grateful to the Almighty. Or even hundreds of women get together in Tihar language. Tihar generates sounds that evoke joy, admiration, and pride while creating a sacred atmosphere. The men who are ready to dance along will look so mighty. It could be said that Likurai is a heroic dance which essentially contains elements of violent warfare, as well as gratitude for the success, prosperity, and is the pride of Belu people.
Menaklukkan dunia, berlarilah tanpa lelah sampai engkau meraihnya. Laskar pelangi takkan terikat waktu. Bebaskan mimpimu di angkasa, warnai bintang di jiwa. Menarilah dan terus tertawa, walau dunia tak seindah surga. Bersyukurlah pada yang kuasa, cinta kita di dunia selamanya. Oh.
pada hidup memberikan senyuman abadi. Walau hidup kadang tak adil, tapi cinta lengkapi kita. Akan terikat waktu.
VOI listener, today's edition of Traditional Song from Indonesia of Music Corner presents a song from North Sumatra entitled Butet. Butet is one of North Sumatra's most famous songs. The word butet in this song means daughter. The song lyrics tell the story of a father who misses his daughter. The father has to participate in guerrilla warfare during the Indonesian Independence War. The father hoped his daughter would keep waiting for him. The father hoped his daughter would one day become a member of the Red Cross of the country. Well, listener, let's enjoy a traditional song from North Sumatra entitled Butet by Vicky Sianipar and Herman Delago.
roge, roge, I doge, I doge.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and